Welcome to You Got Mail,
the mail singing competition of Voice Hollywood. I'm your host, Flynn.
I'm your host, Olivia.
All right, hello everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the first episode of You've Got Mail.
Yay! I'm so excited. All our wonderful
VH men
and our YouTube boys that we've scouted out.
Some of them are very good.
Some of them are very good. Unfortunately, they have not auditioned for today's episode. Shame.
Yeah.
Get them then soon, boys.
I'm your host, Flynn.
I'm your host, Olivia.
Thought we would clear that up.
So
this is my first time doing a show. Oh my goodness.
It's so much fun. All right.
I'm like kind of on tenterhooks almost, but not quite, but kind of.
Oh. Well, we have an interesting lineup for you guys tonight. We have three lovely auditions. We have Monica Silence.
Woo!
Dizzy.
Woo!
And Reed.
So. Woo!
So we're going to start off with Mr. Moniker Silent.
Mr. Moniker. That actually sounds pretty cool.
Mr. Moniker Silent, or as he's known in some of his Mafia games, Monique.
Monique? Oh wow. This is fun.
He's like, I think like in the Mystical Mafia, he's like a female, like, forest spirit. You have to read some of his, like, Mafia posts. Like, he's hilarious. Anywho. Up first, Moniker, take it away.
I'm standing on the bridge. I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain. No footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night, trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new? I don't know who you are, but I'm with you.
And that was Moniker's Silence.
Yay!
Three, Moniker.
Moniker, wait. Darn it. I want to break this trend. I don't want to repeat the names.
Yeah, that's my job. I have to repeat. Mm.
I will break this. I will be the one that stands up. No more repeating
after contestant sings. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
So, Flynn, would you like to start off with your critique?
Okay. My first critique, oh my gosh. sorry. Anyway. Moniker Silence. I like this. I've noticed that you tend to be really, really flamboyant and, like, very ostentatious with your voice and your characters, and I've noticed that you're kind of a character actor, from what I've seen since I joined, and I didn't sense as much of that in this, and I liked it. You have good control over your voice, and you have a nice voice, so it sounds nice. I think that you could have put yourself into the music a little bit more, like, had a little bit more emotion, but from what I heard, I liked it. I didn't hear as much of that over-the-top dramaticness that you have a lot that works, but I think it was a good idea for you to pull back, like, on your ostentatiousness for this, and I really did like it, too. I think you did it well. Mm-hmm. Allie?
You and I had a discussion about something earlier today, and it was about how personally I like the fact that you're very much of a performer type person, and I think it really did come out in the song. However, I felt it was a little bit slow at the beginning. I don't know this song at all, by the way. I'm just going to point that out.
This is Avril Lavigne. She's Canadian. She's Canadian.
Israeli guys sing Canadian songs. Huh. Anyway, and gender bend.
And gender bend.
Oh, gender bending too, you know. But I have to say, I liked how you, when you got into the middle, you just started to bring something out and you could just feel it. It was like a spark and it just kind of grew through the rest of the song. And I think you finished really strongly. So I have to say that I really enjoyed it. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I thought you did a good job with this song. So yeah, definitely I thumbs up from me.
Yay.
So,
By the way, we will be doing results as we go. We won't be doing it at the end.
Yeah, and in order for you to get through, because we do not have a third judge to bail you out, you actually have to
have unanimous votes.
We will have to agree.
You have to cater to the ladies.
No pressure, boys.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That's what this show is about. I mean, hopefully every single guy on BH is going to audition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes.
It's a very mainly a girl audience, so.
Yeah, you get to be praised by tons of girls, so join, yes.
Yeah, random recruiting message inserted.
Yeah, just thought
but, I'm going to say yes for Moniker.
I will say yes as well. So, congratulations.
Moniker, you are our first contestant for You Got Mail. Congratulations.
Yay! So,
who is up next, Flynn?
Dizzy!
Yay! Dizzy is up next. Oh, I'm
I
so
love
excited.
Dizzy!
You do?
Yes, anyway.
Confession of the night. You heard it here, folks. Anyway.
No. Crap.
Be nice. All right. Anywho, Dizzy, take it away.
Two jumps in a week. I bet you think that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never, ever stop. You broke another mirror, you're turning into something you're not. Don't leave me high, don't leave me dry, don't leave me high, don't leave me dry.
Alrighty, so Dizzy, I like your voice a lot, but there was something off about this song for me, and I think that when I really started to notice it, it was getting towards the end where you were doing, I guess, what you would call like a slide. You were sliding from this one note to like high and stuff and dry. And the first time, I mean, but then when you hit it the second time, I knew that you could do it. So, like, the first and the third one kind of seemed a little bit more pale in comparison. So, it seemed off for me. And I'm not sure if that's the way the song is supposed to be or not. And so, I mean, I don't know. I don't think this is the best I've heard you before. It was okay, but I don't think this was like, yay. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I feel so negative.
No, sorry. No, it's okay.
Okay, so you go, Flynn.
Okay. I don't know this song. I've never heard it before. Mm-mm. So I, like, some of my critiques, so I'm not familiar with this song, so. Just thought I'd let you know that. I felt like you slurred your words a little bit in the intro, like in the first part. And I think that you're trying to get it almost like a dreamy kind of tone. Like that I picked, and I liked the meet you got, but I think that you can enunciate a little bit more, because it sounded almost easy in the beginning.
Yeah, I think there was one note where I felt like it was kind of like he could have been more pronunciated on it.
Yeah, could have been on a little bit more. If that makes sense. I love your photo. I love your photo so much. I did like how you slid in your photo, but you didn't like completely rely on it. I do like the best that you get between your falsetto and your normal register. As a comparison, all that much nicer when you hear both of them equally or close to equally. I did hear the oddity slide though. And I felt like your auto felt like you were a little bit shaky on a couple of those votes. Like I don't know, you could have
been more sure.
Could have used a little bit more clear. I don't think this was the best song to sing a cappella.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I know it, but it's just I think you could have found a better choice. Although I did like it. It was nice.
It was nice and it was pleasant, but I don't feel it was at its best.
I I've heard better from you, but I do feel so negative. But I did not for my positive. I did your tone. You do a very nice tone. Again, I love your falsetto. And it seems like whatever song you sing, you seem to enjoy singing it.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit odd, but even if it's a bad song, you seem to enjoy singing.
And I think that's really a big part of singing as a whole, is that your audience is going to hear whether you enjoy. You know, like, no matter what you do, if you're doing a type of art, especially performing art, you're always going to have someone watching you, and if they can sense that you're enjoying what you're doing, if they can feel that passion, that love of what you're doing, then it's going to be better than singing a song that you hate or doing something that you hate, because it's going to come out. And, you know, so in the same way, doing the things that you like doing or enjoying what you're doing is just going to make it so much better. And I think that was a really big highlight for me, was that I could definitely hear that.
Yeah, hear passion and your enjoyment through.
Yeah. So, nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Lynn?
I'm a little torn because I loved it, but I think this
could do better. And, I mean, I have a maybe leaning towards a no, mainly just because I think that you can do better. I've heard you do better. And we know that you have the passion to do it.
I had a leaning toward for that exact so reason, like, too. I'm the same length.
I know, we're like... But, Dizzy, I really want you to re-audition, because I really want you to listen. I know that you're so passionate about shows. Like, whenever I come to you with, like, something, you're just like, awesome, you know? So
Yeah, it's going
to
be great. Oh, my gosh.
Re-audition, please.
Please.
You know, because you're good. It's just that this one time, it wasn't there for me.
Yeah.
So re-audition.
Please.
You can do it. I know it.
Yes.
So.
Next up.
That brings us to our last competitor of the evening. Who is it?
Miss Honey Reed.
Honey Badger Reed.
We have Reed, and Reed. I am happy.
I'm excited. I like... He says that this is a very special performance.
Oh boy, I did.
I'm kind of scared.
I have an idea, so it's all
right.
So, fun.
Yeah. So up next is Reed, and take it away.
There's a fine, fine line between a Dylan and Rochelle. There's a fine, fine line with judging NBT. Can you tell? I hear a keyboard in my left ear and some chewing in my right. But they are fine, 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 fine judges. But they're up all night. There's a fine, fine line between a Walter and Honey Reed. Both are kind of cantankerous and don't give a shit indeed. For my own sanity, I'll hang around with them, cause there are ponies. Those scary ponies. There's not a fine, fine line between a short song and a long. I crossed that line sometime when I auditioned with this song. But You've Got Mail, it will be epic win. Come on, guys, go for it. Don't be like Honey Badger, Honey Reed. He don't give a sh**.
Oh, my Reed.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
He said it was special. He was right.
It's very special. I think that Dylan and Rochelle will be pleased with this one.
Very pleased.
It's so true.
So true.
Okay, so Flynn, share your thoughts.
First of all, I knew that Dylan and Rochelle were up all night, but really had to put it in a song. Sorry, that's quite a joke. Anyway, I love the spoof. Oh my goodness gracious. The lyrics were well done. Lots of people have problems with parodies, putting in, with cadence especially, but with cadence and number of syllables per line and all. But you did it really well. You made the transition pretty smooth. I feel like I should know this song, but I can't remember it.
It's a fine, fine line from Avenue Q.
Oh, that would be why, because I've heard the song once. I've never seen Avenue Q, but I really want to.
It's off the show.
Anyway. So I've heard. So the lyrics were nice. I liked them. I liked the energy you had. I could almost hear background music, which is really good for singing a cappella. Your tone and your control were really nice. I like the sound of your voice. You have a very nice, very good sounding voice too. It's a manly voice.
It is.
You've Got Mail, the man your man could sound like.
Just throw that in there.
But yeah, just, but I, yes, it was a fine, fine line, but I think it was a good choice. It was very funny. I liked it. So, Allie?
Reed. Oh, wow. First off, as a songwriter and person who likes to try to do parody songs, not many of you guys on VH know, but I have tried to write many. I've had one success.
Two! Oh my goodness!
Wait, what?
Yeah, I write parodies too.
But, like, it's really difficult to do it, and a lot of people underestimate it, especially when you're doing it of, like, a certain thing. And in particular, making the words fit. And I think you did so well because it was so true, you know? And I think that's like my biggest thing with VH is that we have such weird sleep schedules when we're on VH.
Yes.
You brought it out. And I loved the ending and I loved how you did it. And it just, I think there is like some points where I could tell that you're taking the song in a playful light, like you're not seriously singing it, like trying to vocalize and, you know, you're singing it, but you're having fun doing it. And that was a really big part for me. So I enjoyed it. I think that I've heard you, you know, hit notes better because I think there's this one, like you started losing slight bit of control, but I think it went with the song because in that part of the song, it was like, they're driving me crazy. Because I think it was like the part where if I can hear a keyboard in my left ear and chewing in my right, you know, but I enjoyed it a lot.
So did I.
I know. Like, it was funny because I didn't mute the call or anything. So I could hear Flynn cracking up and I'm pretty sure she could hear me laughter.
Yes. But,
So anyway, let's get to the nitty gritty. I'm going to say a yes.
I am going to pass you most definitely. Awesome. It was a fine line, but it paid off.
Yeah. So good job, Reed. Congratulations to Reed and Monica Silent. We have both Jewish people in our competition so far.
Oh boy, this is the
competition. I just noticed the Jews.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's the competent of the Jews.
So, like, we have Moniker and we have Reed. So, let's add some variety, boys. Come on.
Please resubmit.
Dizzy, please resubmit. I really want you to resubmit. Like, seriously, please. I may have to hunt you down if you don't.
We'll both hunt you down. You down, corner.
Oh, I won't give you any more hugs. I don't think that would really happen. Dylan would be like, thank God, you know?
Oh my gosh.
But, yeah, so, great job tonight, guys. Resubmit, Dizzy. And I hope everybody has a really good evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the first ever episode of You've Made Mail.
Dun, 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 dun. Yay. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.